Now, Facebook, they made the big song and dance last week. So they're still, Facebook is still Facebook, but the company is now called Meta.
It is. So that it changed its corporate name to Meta as part of a major rebrand on there as well. The same as Google did a few years ago, because their parent company is actually called Alphabet on there. So Mark Zuckerberg came out and said it will better encompass what it does as it broadens reach beyond social media into areas like virtual reality on there. So Facebook, Instagram, WhatsApp will still be called those names. It's only the parent company that owns them. Isn't it funny, Darren, that this came out just around the time that they got so much negative publicity based on documents leaked by an ex-employee? It's a bit like a magic trick where watch what's happening over here, but don't look what's happening over here at the time. So, Mark Zuckerberg announced the name as he planned to unveil plans to build this metaverse where people can game, work, and communicate in a virtual environment, often wearing VR headsets as well. They do make a good VR headset. I'll let you know that right now. Because he said Facebook today could not possibly represent everything that we're doing today, let alone in the future, and needed to change.
Right.
Let's be honest, it's about expanding their reach into the youth. Because TikTok and YouTube are actually eating their lunch at the moment. Facebook, very profitable company, but they need to go along and re-engage with the kids.
Okay. All right. So Meta. Now, speaking of profitable companies, you got some info on how much money Apple and Amazon and Microsoft are making.
Oh, I did. So this is for the last 3 months, remember that. So Apple, $83.4 billion in revenue, $20 billion profit.
Wow.
Amazon, $111 billion in revenue, $3.2 billion in profit on there as well. Now, Microsoft, 45.32 revenue and $20.5 billion in profit on there as well. They actually grew 48% on last year. Now, here's the big thing. All those companies could have made more money if there was not a chip supply shortage worldwide at the moment. Tim Cook actually came out a couple of days ago and said it probably would have represented another $8 billion in revenue if there was not such a shortage out there. They're actually, at the moment, slowing up production on iPads to get the chips from the, which is the same chip at the moment, in the new iPad, into the iPhones as well, so they can make more iPhones. And we're going to see more about this. We might do a thing next week. If you're going to buy a Christmas present, people, and you want it to be electronic, I'd be buying it now before Christmas.
Right. Okay, more on that next week. That's, you know, we say it quickly, but that's phenomenal money, isn't it? Just look at Apple again. So $20.6 billion profit.
Yeah.
$83 billion revenue.
Yes.
Wow.
3 months.
In 3 months?
3 months.
All right.
Can you imagine how much money is down the back of Tim Cook's couch?
Well, who knows? You know, in 10 years' time, one of those companies might own all of the others, including Facebook or Meta.
Yeah.
Meta might own all of them in 10 years' time.
It might. I don't think so, but it might.
No, who knows? Now, the ACCC wants Android device to have a dedicated screen for choosing search engines. Now, I thought there was only one, Google.
No, there are actually more search engines out there. There is Bing, there is DuckDuckGo on there. Well, somebody told me DuckDuckGo means you won't get any malware. That's nonsense, people. I've got to let you know that straight away. Google do it very well. And Google make the Android operating system. So who do you expect to be front and centre when it comes to this is the Google search engine. But no, good old Rod Sims from the ACCC has come out and said, choice screens can give consumers the opportunity to make an informed choice about the search engine they use. Let me help you do that. The others are crap. So yes, I'm right up front as well.
Well,
he's about going along, having a go at the tech companies about all of this. He wants it on the past Android devices, the future Android devices. If you want to change your search engine, people, do you know what you do? You Google what device you've got on YouTube.
There's the irony.
And
yeah.
Change it. Yes, exactly right. Don't Bing it, people, because I don't think you'll get good results on there as well. So Google own 94% of the online search market. Why? because they do it very, very well now, and they really do. Rod Sims still reminds me of Clint Eastwood in Gran Torino going, get off my lawn. He really does.
Right. Yeah, well, now, Apple Safari.
Yes.
Now, just tell me about that.
So Google is the default search engine for Apple and Safari on there, in there, and they pay, and I've got to say, Google pay Apple vast amounts of money to make sure that they are the default search engine on there. Google actually, for people out there using Firefox as well, Google have actually propped up the whole Firefox company for the last few years by giving them money on there as well. So Google do a lot for companies out there, but, you know, Chrome and Safari have a combined browser market share of 80% on desktop devices and 90% on mobile devices. People like the Google product, and that probably annoys Rod Sims because he says it's all about your personal data and that. Learn to go into all the settings, people, and change all that if you want to. But me, I'm quite happy to live with this.
Rod Sims should bat at number three for Australia.
Okay.
Leave you with that thought. All right. Thanks for that. Now, so next week, tech Christmas presents, yeah? Very good.
I think we're going to make mention of go out and buy something now because things are going to be in very, very short supply come Christmas.
All right. All the info and heaps of other great information and stories online at Richard's excellent website, talktech.com.au. And we'll talk to you next Wednesday.
Look forward to it.